Chantal,
Kayla,
and Danica.
And today for the mythology project, we're talking about Zeus. Zeus was the first of the gods, often referred to as the father of gods and men. The name Zeus means bright or sky. Zeus is a sky god who controls lightning and thunder, often using it as a weapon. He was also once a rain god and has always been associated with the weather in some form. When all creation was divided between Zeus and his brothers, he became the ruler of the heavens. Zeus is married to his sister Hera and became the king of Mount Olympus, the home of the Greek gods. He became the supreme ruler with heaven and earth after a revolt against his father Cronus. Some describe Zeus as a god who brought peace in place of violence, and he is sometimes referred to as the Lord of Justice. Zeus is a carefree god who is seen as wise, fair, merciful, and prudent. He is also unpredictable. Nobody can ever guess what he is about to do, and he is easily angered and can be fairly destructive. He has previously caused violent storms. Zeus fell in love easily and has had many affairs with various women. However, he would severely punish anybody who attempted to fall in love with his wife Hera. He was not a faithful husband, and he has had several affairs, and has had over 50 kids.
The easiest way to tell Zeus apart from the other gods are through his well-known symbols. The first one is the thunderbolt. It's the weapon used by Zeus, which is referred to in the myths about Zeus in battle, but it's also seen in pictures of him, as he's the god of thunder. In the cataclysmic battle, Zeus won because of his thunderbolt, so it's been said to be the most powerful and feared weapon on Earth and in the heavens. It was created for him by the Cyclopses and Hecatoncheires in Tartaros as a reward after the Hades defeated the Titans. When Zeus was at war against Cronus and the Titans, he released his brothers Hades and Poseidon from his brother's stomach, along with the Cyclopses and Hecatoncheires. In turn for his bravery, the Cyclopses gave Zeus a thunderbolt, a weapon of lightning which was imbued with the power over the sky. The second one is the eagle. When Zeus sits on his throne on Mount Olympus, an eagle soars above him in the skies, overseeing everything on the mountain. The Aosteos was a giant golden eagle which served as Zeus's personal messenger and friend. According to some, the eagle was once a mortal king named Periphas. Zeus, in anger, killed Periphas with a thunderbolt, but Apollon intervened and transformed the king into an eagle and set him beside the throne of Zeus. According to others, Zeus adopted the eagle when it was first appeared to him before the Titan War as a sign of good omen. The third one is the bull. Zeus appears as a bull in many stories about him. For example, Zeus transforms himself into a beautiful white bull as he lays down at Europa's feet and appears to be completely docile. Encouraged by her friends, Europa climbs on the animal's back. Zeus gets up and slowly starts walking around, but soon he accelerates his pace and eventually breaks into a gallop, with Europa clinging on for dear life. Zeus had taken Europa to the island of Crete, where he himself had been born and raised. Zeus had his way with her, and Europa eventually gave birth to a number of sons. The third one is Oak. It represents him in both mythology and religion because it's a symbol of strength, morale, resistance, and knowledge. Oak tends to be a very sturdy and strong material, symbolizing Zeus as stable and protective. The great significance of the oak is that it's the centerpiece of this oracle at Dodona in Epirus.
Cronus had several children with Rhea, but swallowed them all at birth. However, when her sixth child Zeus was born, Rhea hid him in a cave and was raised in the forest by nymphs, and instead gave Cronus a stone wrapped in his clothes, which he swallowed. When Zeus came of age, he disguised himself as an Olympian cupbearer, poisoned his father's wine with a potion, and tricked him into drinking it. This led to Cronus disgorging Zeus's siblings. Eventually, Cronus was dethroned by his son Zeus, just as he had feared. Metis, the goddess of wisdom, was the first wife of Zeus, but in order to marry Helen, Zeus wanted to get rid of her. Eventually, he tricked her, turned her into a fly, and then ate her. However, Metis was already pregnant by the time, and the child grew inside of Zeus. Then, one day, Zeus experienced an enormous headache and ordered his head to be opened by the Lebrus and the double-headed Minoan axe. This led to the birth of Athena, who emerged fully grown and armed from her father's forehead. Athena went on to become the favorite daughter of Zeus and was one of the most important goddesses. Hera was one of the sisters of Zeus. Zeus fell in love with her, but she refused his advances. Zeus knew that Hera had a great love for animals and other beings. Zeus transformed himself into a cuckoo, flew outside of her window, and pretended to be in distress due to the cold. Hera felt pity for the bird and took it inside and held it to her breast to warm it. Zeus then transformed back into himself and raped her. Hera, ashamed of being exploited, agreed to marriage with Zeus.
Semele was a priestess of Zeus. He fell in love with her. They became lovers and soon Semele became pregnant with his child. As Semele started boasting that Zeus was her lover, Hera, the wife of Zeus, discovered his affair. She disguised herself as a human nurse and befriended Semele. When Semele confided in her that her lover was actually Zeus, she pretended to not believe and asked her to demand Zeus to reveal himself in all his glory. When Zeus visited Semele the next time, she begged him to show her his true godly form. Unable to break a promise, Zeus revealed himself to Semele. She could not handle the glorious sight and was consequently burnt to death. However, Zeus was able to save her child by sewing the fetus into his thigh.
Thanks for listening.